Joe Paul from the United States of America. To the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, in answer to your special request, we include greetings to the fighting men from the state of Iowa. And standing here at the microphone, ready to speed this Hawkeye State salute on its way, is a gentleman, a scholar, and a groaner, Bing Crosby.
I'm packing my trip, and I'm leaving today, cause I'm taking a trip, California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my soon, yes, yes, I'll make a new friend, where the west begins, and the sun set in. Cause I've decided where you truly, really ought to be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm facing Satan. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. We'll make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country, looking forward my mail, caravan FD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Thank you and hi, you men, especially you lads from out where the tall corn grows. I hope I open and hit you where it'll do the most good, because next to Rudy, San Fernando is my favorite valley.
Oh, pardon me. Pardon me just a second, Bing. May
That's
I interrupt?
Why, certainly, you great, big, beautiful John Wilson. What's the flagging you down, boy?
Well, Bing, I thought perhaps you misunderstood this a little. You see, this program is supposed to be a salute to the fighting men from the state of Iowa.
That's
But then you started singing a song about San Fernando Valley here in Southern California.
Yeah, Donald, most of the people I know in the valley They came from my Isle originally, so I thought I'd start there and gradually work east toward the Middle West. Stopping at Long Beach, and does that clarify things, John?
That fixes everything up, Pete.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, men, here's the Santa Anita OTC band conducted by your friend and my friend, the mighty Skinny Ennis, playing I've Got a Date with an Angel. Got a date with an angel, got to meet at 7. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. So love will be sad me, and whatever be sad me. Got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. When the little bells ring out, and the sirens ring out, when the pearly gates ring out, I'll be beckoning to me. I've been waiting a lifetime. Got a date with an angel. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven. Been waiting a lifetime, had a feeling of heaven. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. Skinny, that was really something. Now, fellas, going from the splendid to the sublime, it becomes my very pleasant duty to present a lovely screen star that you've heard from on many Armed Forces radio shows, a gal whose charm and beauty always make the heart beat a little faster. Meet Dottie L'Amour.
And hello, fellas, and thanks, Ben, for that lovely introduction.
Oh, I meant every word of it, Buffy. You know, I've always wanted to meet you.
Meet me? We've been working together for years.
I mean, after this.
Why, Lilith, how can you say that? We've been out together many times.
Yeah, but always with hope. What a play. Just being with you without old Snoop butting in all the time.
Now, Ben, I don't think it's fair of you to knock Bob's nose. Many a time you and I have run under it to get out of the rain.
That's the only skin on him in town, you know that? But outside of rainy days, what good is that boy?
Well, he's a great performer. You've got to admit that Bob is an actor. First, last, and always.
Is that?
I said Bob's an actor. First, last, and always.
He's a ham baked ball of fire. Actor. I don't know how you can chew up all that scenery without salt and pepper.
Why, Ben, I believe you're jealous.
Not me. I haven't got a jealous bone in my manly body. Anyhow, Dottie, enough of our personal problems for now. Talk about a song.
Well, and I'd like to dedicate my number to Marine Lieutenant Charlie Hancock and all of the patients at the United States Navy Base Hospital Number 3.
That's very nice. Sing, you beautiful thing. Hide your heart and sight, lock your dreams at night. We could have and
which goes wrong, it would happen to you.
Has been christened Iowa, and the composer hails from good old Mason City, so he should know Iowa. Fellows, meet Major Meredith Wilson of the Armed Forces Radio. Major, now I tell you that I laid a log or two on this round delay of yours at rehearsal. I must say, it's a pretty dreamy ballad.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Ben, and I can't think of anyone I'd rather have introduced.
Unless maybe Bob Hope. Introduce it or embalm it.
No kidding, Bing. I've thought for some time that Iowa should have a song of its own.
Absolutely.
Yes, and this may, of course, seemed as good a time as any to write one.
And happy we are that you did, Mage.
That's true.
Shall I knock at once?
They do.
Iowa. That's how they sing it in the tall corn song. Other people call it Iowa. And they're both just a little bit strong. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's the robin in the willow. It's the postmaster's friendly hello. Iowa, what a beautiful name. You remember it wherever you roam. It's the sumac in September. It's the squeak of your shoes in the snow. It's the Sunday school and the old river bend. Songs on the porch after dark. It's the corner store and a penny to spend. You and your girl in the park. Iowa. It's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's a promise for tomorrow and a memory of long ago. Picnic ground and the whippoorwill call, acorns and dew on the lawn. It's the county fair and the odd fellow's call, meeting the circus at dawn. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's a promise for tomorrow and the memory of long, long ago. Iowa, what a beautiful name. When you say it like we say it back home.
I used to see that was a mighty fine send-off to a mighty fine number.
Thank you, Bill. Say, I finished. Even, too. Wound up even. How about you and me giving out with the scene from the little road opera that we're working on now, huh?
You mean the road to Utopia?
That I do, girl. I thought maybe we could do a bit of a love scene for the boys.
But how can we do a love scene without Bob Hope?
Oh, Hope again. Can't you forget that Cleveland pool hustler for a minute? Please, Dottie, this is the first time we've ever been alone.
All right, my impetuous juvenile.
Juvenile, thank you.
Put your arms around me and hold me tight.
Yes. Alone with L'Amour.
Patsy, unlip that woman.
Professor Colonna. What are you doing here?
My master sent me. Bob, Hoop, Hey, I never think of that fellow's name.
Well, his name is Hope. Well, why did he send you?
To protect his interests, namely his own personal love boat, Dorothy L'Amour.
Now, don't worry, Professor. I can handle Crosby.
That's just what Hope's afraid of.
Just what capacity are you here in, Salona?
Have you heard of V2?
That's military intelligence.
Ah, yes, but I am an ASP.
ASP?
A school pigeon.
Oh, Colonna. Do you have to always do what Hope tells you?
Well, he's a master. I must do his bidding.
But why?
He beats me. I'm at my own mustache.
Well, there's nothing for Hope to get excited about. Dottie and I happen to be together tonight because we're doing a broadcast to the fighting men from the state of Iowa.
Iowa? Well, I was an old Indian scout in Iowa. Holy Bull, they used to call me.
You were? Yes? Yes?
Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes?
Did you ever have any encounters with unfriendly tribes?
Many. One morning, I saw some feathers lurking behind a bush. I picked up my trusty musket to scare them out and blasted away at the feathers.
And what came out?
Sally Rand and four wild turkeys.
You fired at Sally Rand?
Liveliest dance she ever did.
Now listen, Colonna. Oh.
Old scrub mug is ready tonight, isn't it? Listen, Colonna, Daddy and I are going to do a scene from The Road to Utopia, and I'll let you play Hope's part if you won't tell him that I'm going to make love to Dorothy. Next second, Jimmy Bracken?
Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that I bite the hand that smacks me in the pit?
Yes.
It's a deal.
Good. Now you're Bob Hope, Colonna.
It's a very comical fellow.
Who, Hope?
No, Colonna.
Hello, little gal. What you doing out here in the frozen waves?
I'm breaking in a new shirt for long. I came to tell you, boys, there's a big dance tonight at Northwest Nate.
How big it is. I want the first dance with you, Lou.
Okay, but be sure to take your snowshoes off. Oh, I don't care.
Well, you ought to dance with Hope. There's nobody closer in here than I do. You kind of like me, don't you, girl?
Yes, sir, dear cousin. I'm gone.
What about me?
That shows a dolphin.
Well, come on, Sourdough. Let's hop in the dog sled and muck on down the north with Nate.
That's not a dog sled, girl. I got my race horses pulling it.
It's still a dog sled.
I'm the dog tonight. Every morning the time. Put water in the sunshine. I do rubber in the town. I'm the dog tonight. I want to be.
Well, the phone has been a nasty accident. Thank you, Jerry Colonna. That was really wonderful. And in case there's some real music lovers listening, I think we better have Dottie Lemoore with the quick antidote. She's singing Something to Remember You By. And due to an emergency, I'll help out. Everybody stands around. Everybody. Oh.
comes time now for a bit of hats off to you, Hawkeye. This here state of Iowa is really the tall corn country. But there's nothing corny about a lot of wonderful things that go on thereabouts. Simple, but sort of terrific things. Plows cutting through some of the best earth that God ever laid down flat. Timothy and prairie grass and clover. A lot of good people who smile and mean it. There aren't in cities with names that you hear and can't forget. Keokuk, Comanche, Fort Madison, Buffalo, Council Bluffs, West Liberty. Rivers with names that make music when you roll them off your tongue. The Big Sioux, the Vermilion, the Miskabnota, the Cedar, the Wapsipinicon, and Iowa plunked down in the center of 48 indivisible states as a state motto, a hunk of talk that goes for all of us. Four little big words. Our liberty we prize.
That's it, fellows. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Bing Crosby, Walter LeBoer, Derek Colonna, Major Meredith Wilson, Master Sergeant Skinny Ennis, the OTC Band, and your truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Picture Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... Mail call is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.
A journal goes to Bruce. Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again, your radio newspaper of the AEF, the paper that prints all your contributions.
It's the G.I. Journal again, your paper that prints.
Men, you all know that horse racing is called the sport of kings. Well, here's a man whose horses serve as the king's jesters. Your editor-in-chief, Bing Crosby.
Hiya, men.
Hiya!
See you later, Harry, about the king's jesters. And may I say, men, that I'm glad to be charge of quarters on the old G.I. Journal again. This is your five-star final, and standing by are your five-star reporters. There's lovely Linda Darnell, who could fill out anybody's T.O. Editing your letters is to the editor. And our special guest columnist, Hedda Hopper. Also Ransom Sherman, our views is from the Muses poetry editor. Arthur Q. Bryan and Mel Blanc, Hattie Mitchell, and of course, our star outside reporter, Andy Devine. You ought to be calling in here with a big story any second. Hello, Mrs. Crosby.
And guess who this is?
Those sounds could only emanate from a rock crusher or Andy Devine. You look like a little bit of both. All your bearings, Gravel, and tell me, where are you?
Over in the darkest jungle with some troops.
Artillery?
No infantry.
Andy, I frankly don't believe that you're anywhere near a jungle.
You don't? Well, listen.
I found you.
No, I found you.
No, I found you.
No, I found you.
Who was that?
Stanley and Livingston.
Oh, that Andy. Got an esophagus like an armadillo. Glancing over the type forms before it's too late, we find a musical heading for Corporal Frank Miles and the fellows at APO 727. John Scott, start the shoe. Shoo, baby. Shoo, baby. Bye-bye, baby.
papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Bye-bye, baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so he can be sweet to you another day. Bye-bye, baby. Don't cry, baby. Choo-choo, baby. Your Papa's off to the seven seas.